Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jackie Ng is a 56-year-old Chinese female from Malaysia. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 1998. Two brain surgeries and a series of complications caused her to live with paralysis. Through her fortitude, she struggled through depression and disability and managed to rejoin society. She published a short medical memoir, Rising, and a Chinese version during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Her new book, Lemonade, is an in-depth healing narrative of her journey with a brain tumor. Jackie obtained a Bachelor in Economics with honors from the National University in Malaysia. She worked as an operations executive and then merchandising department in the retail industry before retiring on medical grounds. Jackie Ng, author of Lemonade, her uplifting and inspirational story, is our guest from Malaysia on This Week in America. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Good morning, America. Thank you for having me. This morning.
It is a pleasure, and it's morning here. It's like a late night for you. We appreciate you taking time to, with the time difference, to be with us on the program to talk about this wonderful job you've done with Lemonade. It's your story, and it's so inspirational and motivation to others going through down periods in their life. How did the book begin? How did the idea start to write Lemonade?
6 months after my second brain surgery, I experienced epilepsy that leads to disability. Then I had to stop work. I lived 6 years in like a zombie before taking hold of my life. Then I started writing a journal. As the pages grew thicker, the thought of publishing a book came to.
And you've done, I love the background on that, because you really, you bury your soul in this. How difficult was that for you to really open up and express your emotions? Because you were going through a lot, as we would expect, for two surgeries and then the paralysis after the second surgery. How difficult was it for you? How painful to go back and relive those stories to write about?
It's very difficult. It's like to revisit the sad moments in detail, to write in detail. It's like going through the pain again. Every time I write these episodes, like, for example, bedridden, depression, and I end up with injuries after fall. Every time I write these episodes, my tears flow freely. That's how difficult it was.
I can imagine what it was like going through, and we feel that. You do such an excellent job in explaining your true feelings as you were going through this. Our guest coming to us via Skype from Malaysia is Jackie Ng. If you're Googling, Ng is NG. Her book is Lemonade. Her website is lemonadejackie.com. Very simple to remember. We've got all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. An audio version of the book is available as well. We'll go through all of that as we have our conversation with Jackie. The title of the book is Lemonade. Explain how you came up with the title Lemonade.
Actually, the title came up as the people used to say, when life throws us a lemon, make lemonade. That's how the title came up. Same thing here, same thing with me. When life dealt me with a blow, I keep going, keep fighting, keep moving forward, however small the steps are. So just keep believing, hoping, have faith. I will see light at the end of the tunnel.
One of the messages that comes through of many in Jackie's book, Lemonade, is you focus on what you could do, not feel badly about what you couldn't do anymore, but focused on what you could do. It's one of the areas of wisdom that Jackie brings about in her book, Lemonade. Again, the book available wherever books are sold, including audible.com for the Audible version, the audiobook, several sources for the audiobook, her website, lemonadejackie.com, book available wherever books are sold. Do you have a favorite memory related to the book? Is there a story that you would like to share with us?
Inside the book, I shared an episode where I fall down, face down, and I lost my five front teeth. There was at the time of the fall, my weight was about 80 kilograms. And the impact of the fall forced my teeth to knock on the floor. That's how I lost my front teeth. My favorite memory is to go for diving trips. I go for consecutively 5 years diving trips.
I can see that, why that would be a favorite story.
I'm a certified diver now, scuba diver. That's one thing I'm very proud of.
As well you should be. The story really comes to life in Jackie's book, Lemonade, Jackie Ng, and that's spelled NG, book available Amazon, the publisher, penculturesolutions.com, book available in audio form as well. What was the most difficult part in writing the book? We talked about the challenges and what it was like going back and reliving this. What were some of the difficult parts in writing the book that really emotionally drained you as you were writing?
The most difficult part is that I was like crying while writing. Crying when I think of the time after surgery, and then the sad times where my mother is in the hospital with me. Thinking about that, I cannot control myself. I cannot control the tears. So I start crying. But when I cry, I still write. I cry while typing the notes. That's how difficult. It's like revisit the sad times, the down times.
Yes. And that... That certainly makes sense and had to be difficult going through that. But you persisted through all of those memories, writing them in the book Lemonade. And the book is now out there and receiving excellent reviews. People appreciate your candor and what you're going through and how difficult it was and how you did get through that period. What do you hope the takeaway is from the reader? What's the inspiration behind the book for you to tell this story?
I want to create awareness about this brain tumor. Even though it's benign, but its effect on the patient's life is what will be profound. Especially, it was diagnosed during the productive years in the patient. And then I want to share my story to as many people as possible. So I hope they will create hope and faith in continuing the journey.
As I mentioned, we feel we're with you on this journey, what you're going through, the highs and the lows. You can follow in the book Lemonade by Jackie Ng, our guest on the program. The audiobook is available as well, and the book is doing exceptionally well, receiving rave reviews. Jackie's website is lemonadejackie.com. A little more information on Jackie there. You can order the book or the audible book by going to her website, Jackie, would you pick a word or phrase maybe to describe the book, something that a phrase that would sort of summarize what Lemonade is all about?
It's an uplifting, healing story full of love, mental resilience, and hope and faith in continuing moving forward.
Well, and you've done that, and again, it's an inspiration, motivation to so many people, what Jackie went through to get control of her life again and to excel at her new life. It's available, of course, here in the United States. I mentioned you're in Malaysia. How many languages is the book available? If somebody is listening worldwide and they don't want the book in English, another language, what languages is your book available?
This lesson is available in English, Spanish, and Chinese. The Chinese public is coming soon. Chinese books are coming soon.
And you'll get all that information at Jackie's website. That's lemonadejackie.com. You've written the book. The book is out there now. The emphasis is on marketing, doing interviews like this and talking about your book. What kind of marketing plans do you have, and what is that like for you? Writing is creative. That's one side of it. This is sort of a business side of it now. The book is out there, and you want to reach as many people as possible. What marketing plans do you have for Lemonade?
In April, Lemonade participated in the London Book Fair.
Fantastic.
And in May, I had a conversation with Kate Delaney over America Tonight, and now I'm having conversation with you, Rick.
Well,
the LA Times, the ad is coming out soon.
And again, the book is available in several languages. The audiobook is also available. This is an excellent read, a motivational read from Jackie Ng, and that's I-N-G, or that's N-G, Jackie Ng. The book available on our website, lemonadejackie.com, and all of the usual places. It's interesting, and you went to what Toastmasters, I understand, to sort of get your speaking skills down so you could go out and talk about the book. This education is sort of ongoing for you. Did you go to Toastmasters? Is that where you sort of polished up on getting up in front of people and talking?
I normally participated in meetings via Zoom. We don't go to physical meetings as much after the COVID-19. So I look at the camera and we give speeches.
Well, it's fascinating the progress you continue to make in getting out there and speaking. For a lot of people, speaking is one of the greatest fears in their life, and you've conquered that. And coming back from two surgeries and dealing with all that you've had to deal with, Jackie Ng is our guest on the program. Her book is Lemonade, again, available wherever books are sold. What do you wish you... something you know now that you wish you would have known at the beginning of the process? I'm sure as you'll look back and think, wow, this scared me. It shouldn't have. I should have been more cautious about this. What do you wish that you knew then that you know now?
I wish I had more knowledge of the publishing industry so that I can choose and pick publishers. Actually, Pair Culture Solutions, they approached me.
That's interesting that in trying to get the book published and what you go through in doing that. Our guest in the program, I got a few minutes left, is Jackie Ng, and she's coming to us from Malaysia via Skype. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on videos, you will see the video of the interview and see Jackie. And of course, by just going to YouTube, you'll be able to find that there as well. Will you be doing, what will you be doing in the future? I was going to ask you if you'd write another book, but let's just talk about the future for you. What's in the future, and is there another book in the future possibly?
I don't see myself writing a book. in 2 years' time. So maybe I will involve in more charity work and for the and lifelong learning. I will continue my Toastmaster journey. And I like reading. I read more books. And I like listening to speeches by Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and Oprah Winfrey.
That's a pretty good group that you you mentioned there, and you are an excellent author in explaining your thoughts in such a way, again, that's relatable and that it's motivational for so many people. Not everybody exactly going through the same circumstances that you went through, but everybody with ups and downs. And sometimes it's difficult to bounce back. You bounce back from two surgeries, 6 months of recovery after the second surgery with the speech impairment. You've bounced back from that. What is this whole, I got a couple minutes left here. What has this been like for you, this whole experience of writing the book, expressing what you went through, receiving the reviews and people saying, thank you, I'm going through something similar and you helped me through it. What's this been like for you, being a writer and having Lemonade impacting so many people worldwide?
Oh, I have not seen the impact yet. So it's very flattering and a personal accomplishment for me.
Well, it certainly is. And I mean, a few years ago, would you have thought that you would be Jackie Ng, published author of Lemonade, her memoir, and helping other people? Did that even seem possible after all this you were going through?
I don't see all this coming. I don't think it's possible. I just keep to the journal, maybe it's newspaper columns, blogs. I didn't think myself would be a published author.
Well, you have so much to be proud of in what you've gone through and what you're doing with your life now. And I love the something I mentioned earlier, focus on what you could do and can do. That's what got you all the way through this, and now being a published author, worldwide acclaim for her book. The book is Lemonade. Jackie Ng is our guest in the program. That's spelled N-G if you're Googling. The book is available on her website. And more information on Jackie at lemonadejackie.com. Book, of course, at Amazon, the usual places, penculturesolutions.com, the publisher. And we thank them for arranging our conversation with Jackie in the program today. And audiobook available as well. Audible.com, the usual places for audiobooks, and you'll learn in various languages as well. You'll find all that information on Jackie's website. Jackie, thank you for staying up late in Malaysia. It's late, staying up late for the interview. Thank you for being with us on the program. Great having you with us.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been a pleasure. Bye. Hopefully we can do this again. Pleasure having you on the program. The book is Lemonade by Jackie Ng. That's N-G. Her website is lemonadejackie.com. And you can link on directly to Jackie's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.